And again, just a reminder to everyone, first of all, welcome. Good morning. And a reminder that Geshla does like to have questions to answer. So anything that you would like to ask, you could either send it to me in chat, or when he asks for questions, you can type up whatever you're more comfortable with. I'm happy to help. And also, I'll just let everyone know that this is Geshla's last Sunday teaching until January. He's taking his break during the month of December. We will have on our next two Sunday mornings, we'll have Venerable George Chernoff teaching on Sunday. And Venerable George will also be teaching on Wednesday evenings on the 1st, 8th, and 15th of December. So don't miss the chance to hear him. He's very well versed in the Dharma and very charming and witty. So we'll look forward to seeing him and welcoming him next Sunday morning. Geshe Kelly is here.
Good morning. Please have a seat. Have a seat.
Begin with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Heyata mune mune maha munaye soha. Heyata mune mune maha munaye soha. Heyata mune mune maha munaye soha. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Medicine Buddha. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name and merely heard dispel the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha lapis light. Heyata om betkanze betkanze maha betkanze betkanze radza samugate soha. Heyata om betkanze betkanze maha betkanze betkanze radza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samagate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samagate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samagate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha.
Okay. Now the four measurables. Three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse in praise and mantra for Chanrasig, the Buddha of Great Compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chanrasig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Now the verse in praise and mantra for green car. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Sutare liberates from all fears. Ture liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now the refuge in Bodhicitta prayer led by Geshe-la.
My friend, please develop a positive intention for the class while I recite the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, okay? Sanje Chodan Suji Chonam La Chanjo Pantan Dane Chanjo Bage Chishi Jive Sunam Je Ando La Pinje Sanje Ando Marasho Sanje Chodan Suji Chonam La Chanjo Pantan Dane Chanjo Bage Chishi Jive Sunam Je Ando La Pinje Sanje Ando Marasho Sanje Chodha Soje Chonam La Chajo Bhagda Dhani Jandhanje Andhavi Chuje Jive Sanam Dola Peje Sanje Andro Bhagai Shou. Sada Alami Mena Miyachi Ombodha Jaji Lazo Chuje Chola Chavan Chavanam Sanje Sura Rabdo Shijin Devin Yunga Mawa Deda Shijin Tame Chuje Chuje Namo good morning. Venerable Tenzin Lama, good morning. Venerable Lama, good morning. Chigila, good morning. Domasi, good morning. Renee, good morning. Meredith, good morning. Mike, good morning. Venerable Kelsan, sorry, I didn't see you. Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Panditji Pati. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Katrina. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, everybody at the center. I'm not sure how many. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, David. Good morning, Fernanda, Marcelo. Marcelo, thank you very much for translating for people in Patagonia. Good morning, William. Good morning, Dr. Watkin. Good morning, Govina. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Nico Knight. Good morning, Anthony, Suzanne. Good morning, David. Anybody watching on YouTube, good morning. Welcome back to Sunday Dharma. This is what it's called, Sunday Dharma. Today, do you have any questions?
Yes, Geshe-la, we have a couple of questions this morning. The first one is actually a request asking, could you please guide the class in a brief analytical meditation? As the object of meditation, could you perhaps use either how to serve a spiritual teacher or impermanence or emptiness? Thank you.
The object.
The object of the meditation.
Okay.
Analytical, yeah.
And then?
And then the other question is about making offerings. And it's two parts. The first question is, why in some prayers, such as the power of truth, do we transform our offerings into suchness, and how do we visualize that? And the second question about offerings is, what is the reasoning behind visualizing all sentient beings in human form when we imagine them surrounding us as we make offerings?
Okay, goodbye. See you next time. very good question. Very good question. So, first one, the object is like spiritual practice. What is the first question? So, I'm talking about the object of meditations.
Well, the first is a request that you would guide us in a brief analytical meditation on one of these topics, either emptiness, impermanence, or how to serve a spiritual teacher. So to guide us in an analytical meditation on one of those topics.
Second one.
The second one is about making offerings, and it is why in some prayers do we transform our offerings into suchness, and how do we visualize that? And then what is the reasoning behind visualizing all sentient beings in human form when we imagine them surrounding us as we make offerings?
Visualizing offering, transforming offering, or like... transforming offering to suchness, that's probably you're talking about. The question is probably based on Vajrayana practice. I don't think that you transform offering into suchness in the Sudhayana part. Vajrayana practice, you know, first, in order to make offerings, you have to bless. You have to bless the offerings. What you're trying to do is like environments, you yourself, every other beings in the environment, and environment itself, and you're trying to visualize this like something just pure. You know, so nothing impure. Offerings, color, smell, taste. Everything just pure. You yourself is something not like ordinary, something like some kind of divine figure. Environment is something not like something pure. So in order to do that, So you need to meditate on Shunyata. Without meditation on Shunyata, it's hard to see the purity of pure nature of everything. It's hard to see. It's a part of the meditation on Shunyata. In order to feel or experience the pure nature of everything. So therefore, most of the sadhanas begin with Om Sambhajna Sadhana Sambhajna Ham, that Sanskrit word allows you to meditate on Shunyata. So then from that deeper understanding of Shunyata, then you rise, you know, you have to rise as a deity. You can bless, you can transform everything into purity with this notion of ordinary sense of beings. You cannot do. Therefore, you have to generate yourself as a divine beings. So then, then probably you visualize, you know, like Om Ahu, crown chakra, throat chakra, heart chakra. So then light emit from there, so meaning the light touch on the offering. So then all this offering purify all the defect, color, sense, smells, the taste, environment, being within the environment. So then everything, you know, like transform into pure natures. Then offering is not just ordinary offering, it's just manifested. Of course, there's actual offering, then like the mentally created offerings. And it's like offering is not just offering, it's like it has three characteristics. Entity of that offering is like not just something like physical, is more like the entity of the wisdom experiencing Shunyata. That's the entity of the offerings. So the aspect, flower, incense, fruit, whatever that might be, you know, like a tactile, the five objects, you know, form, sound, smell, taste, tactile, pretty much all the actual offering is like sums up into these five objects. So then mentally create object like such as, you know, like Bodhisattva Samadha Bhatra offering based on Sudhayana path, and Bodhisattva Samadha Bhatra offering based on the Vajrayana path. So if you know them, so then you can visualize that. So then aspect is just offering itself. Now the function of the offering, the purpose of the offering is to generate like the unification of voidness and great bliss. Unification of voidness and great bliss. For your five senses and the five senses of the object that's in the refuge field, generate. That's the purpose of the offering, to generate indication of voidness and great bliss. You may manage to generate great bliss, so then you're trying to use that very bliss, experience the Shunyata. That's exactly what it means, unifications. The great bliss that you generated, so that very bliss experience Shunyata, that only happened in Vajrayana path. It never happened in the Sudhayana path. The wisdom that experience Shunyata is not bliss, it's just type of wisdom. Vajrayana, it is bliss, the very bliss that you experience. Drawing energy through the chakras, through five chakras up and down, so you generate bliss, that very bliss, and you're trying to that very bliss that you're experiencing, then actualize the Shunyata, that's That is the unification of voidness and great bliss. That's exactly what it is. That is the one. That's the one. Okay, so then, so try to generate that kind of like bliss. For senses, for your own senses, because you already generate yourself the deity for your senses. That's called self-generation. So there are four generations that are deity, that in the male cells. So then generate that kind of like bliss for the object of the reference field. So that's called, so that's how the offerings been made in Vajrayana traditions. I don't think you transform offering into Shunyata in Sudharana path. Sudharana path is just offering. Mental offering is there in the Sudharana path and Vajrayana path both. You know, so then, inner offering, secret offering, these are the Vajrayana part of the Vajrayana practice. You don't do that in the Sudharana part or lumbering meditations. Okay? There's a clear as you can get. Very profound question. But sorry, no profound answer. The question is more profound than my answer. Question is more profound than my answer. But my answer is now, goat eating grass, only eat the tip. That they finish all the way down, then jump to another grass and only eat the tip of the grass, never finish. Is that the question?
Yes, Geshe-la. And the second part of the question is, why do we visualize all sentient beings in human form when we're imagining them?
It's hard to visualize a dog saying refuge in the Bodhicitta prayer. It's easier to think that human is saying dog or cat, mice, cockroach, ants saying like refuge in the Bodhicitta. It's hard that, to visualize that you are leading them to say, you are leading the mice to say the refuge of Bodhicitta prayer. If you visualize mice in the human form, probably it's easier, you know. I think it's probably easier. Mickey Mouse, you can visualize Mickey Mouse saying refuge of Bodhicitta prayer. So that's for the reason. So because you are leading all of them, you are leading them, you kind of like acting like chanting master. You know, so like, so chanting, according to monastery traditions, when you throw a piece of stone, gravel, into the water, that kind of create the vibrations. First small, then it goes back, but like that, that's how the chanting should be done. Start with the chanting master, then it goes bigger and bigger, 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 bigger. So then when you like on the mirror, if you blow, not just blow, like ha, so then create some kind of like fog. So that kind of fog that dissolves, it kind of spread and dissolves into the middle. So that's how the teaching should be, the chanting should be in. Should begin like throwing stone in the water, kind of start small, then get bigger, bigger, bigger. So then when it ends, it's like blowing on the mirror, it ends. Then all the chanting ends with the chanting master, you know, so it ends. So there's for the reason makes your visualizations easier. Visualizing them as a human form, going through their own difficulties. My father come from a very remote area of Nepal, the Sikkim. When he came to here state, you remember the Gaiko who speak proper English? looks exactly the same. So, kind of like... Anyway, so the kind of that makes when he saw that, he's asking me all kind of questions. So anyway, so that's a further reason or further reason for make your practice more real. So then you visualize, you know, you visualize that all the father figure, your father in this life, father includes all the father figure on the right side, mother, left side, all the female figures, relative, distant relative, you know, behind, strangers, enemies in front of you. So then no bias. Just want to lead all of them to liberation or enlightenment. So, and that's why you visualize, for the good reason you visualize them, and just not just human form, going through their own difficulties, visualizing when you say, Datam, I, Dvardamka, all the being vast as space, and you visualize all of them saying the same thing. So then ends, then you rejoice, you know, you rejoice, you did something important, you know, rejoice. So of course it's happening in your imaginations, you imagine them, that's a wonderful imagine, okay? Then,
and another question came in, Geshe-la.
There's a guided meditation, so another question.
The other question.
First one, you need to keep in the last because, like, this guided meditation.
Okay. So the other question came in asking, please go deeper on how to meditate on the space between thoughts, and if there's a particular sign or experience that that's what we are actually meditating on.
I think you don't get any mental image, you know, like you could guide yourself around sin, my awareness. That's what it's saying, around sin, my awareness, my mind. Clear knowing, you're saying my mind, clear knowing, that's what you say. I don't think you get any image. What you say? Do you get any image when you say my mind clear knowing? Are you getting any image? Not really. So that because they're not yet they're getting any image because clear knowing doesn't have form and shape and color. So that's why having a hard time to transform that idea and image. I think it's very hard to do. Rosen. Empty space. That's pretty much it. Like a mirror. No reflections. Zero reflections. Like mirror, zero reflections. And then clarity is there, brightness is there, clarity is there, it's like that. Has ability to reflect. If you bring anything in front of there, it will reflect. Like any object, you know, so like that. No, we should not get confused about the death dissolution practice. The very end, that you experience like this clear sky, like atom, not atom, like season.
Atom, yes.
Atom or. Yeah, that's like that you experience. The sky has color, space. I'm not sure there's no red color. When you get dark, there's space. There is a space. where there's very light during the daytime, there's space. So maybe something like that, you know, like not like space in the darkness, or space during the daytime, like space, like here. And then, nothing really much to explain, you know, so it's more like, I was wondering, in the teaching, it didn't mention, that needs to be clarified, it didn't say space between thought, it did not say that. In my opinion, here in the West, when you talk about space between thought, in the space that mentioned, it doesn't say space, it's like empty, like tongsong namgatabu, empty like space. That's what it, in the text, that's exactly what it says. Space like empty like space. It did not mention space between thoughts, so it should not think, oh, that word is, that's how you word it in the text. No, it's not worded like that. How it worded is worded like empty like space. Has the ability to reflect everything, that's what it meant. Then I was, in my opinion, here in the West, when you talk space between thought, between my sentient. When you focus on that, there should not be any other thought. There should be space between thought. There should not be any thought except these concentrations. Okay? As I mentioned before, the beginning, we cannot expect we can be there long time. No, in the beginning, seconds, 2 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, that's how it's going to happen. To be there a few seconds, just need to be happy. If you can focus few seconds, that proves you could increase that time, you could increase. If you cannot focus at all, you cannot even focus a second. No? That proves that you could focus. That time can be expanded, from 10, 30, like that. That happens. Slowly, the duration of that knows the on the object can be expanded. No question, no doubt, definitely can be expanded. So there's some information that we need to know what's going to happen when I meditate, what's going to happen. Yeah, there are a number of things that's going to happen. Either you get agitated, that thinking that you cannot focus long enough, extra stress caused by yourself for not good reason. You should not think that you can stay there for a long period of time, but that's not going to happen. That's a part of the process. You have to expect that's going to happen. You need to relax. And to be happy that you can stay there a few seconds, that's pretty good. Not agitated, or I cannot stay there, like, what's wrong with me? No? Then that thought is wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. That thought that you are thinking, that's wrong. That thought, you should not think like that. That is the wrong thing to do. Okay? Being there, say, a few seconds, there's nothing wrong. You can't say, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong. That's part of the process. You are just thinking there is something wrong. That very thought is the wrong one. You should not have that thought. It's not just you, it's going to happen like that. Then gradually, that, you know, increase. Oh. Please don't develop spiritual stress. Not necessary. So that's one thing that could happen, need to be aware. First, should not have a lot of concern, or it's not clear, it's not bright, That should not be the concern at the beginning. Just stick with the space between. Just stick there. So not very clear, not very bright, not a concern. The text mentioned. Whoever composed the text went through that, sharing experience with us. Should not readjust again and again. Should not readjust your focus because your worry is not clear, is not bright. Down the road, it will destroy your stability. Stability on stillness on the object will get weak over time. Not good. Did not advise, did not do that. When the stability achieved, when there are some stillness and stabilities, clarity, brightness will follow down the road, will happen slowly. Need to be patient, slowly will happen. First and foremost, make sure the mind stick with the, there's no like clear knowing, like space. Has the ability to reflect everything. That's your focus. You focus there. So then the first probably clarity will happen. So then the brightness will happen. You know. So then need to not worry. Need to beware. Not worry. To beware about excitement mind, thinking mind. There's something to be. Be mindful about, okay? Then, you know, as I mentioned before, there's like six methods recommended by highly realized masters, many of them. How to place? There's a six method. How the placement should on my should object here in this case. Clear knowing, or you could say space between thought or clear knowing, this is the object. How the placement should on clear knowing should be looks like. That's six methods been mentioned. Big bite, not big bite, big bird gliding into the sky. Doesn't require much wing movement. It just glides. Once a while, maybe a few movement, then it glides. If you move all the time like this, not necessary. It's not necessary. Maybe we do, not necessary. Or child looking at things, they are not worried about the detail. They just look at what appears to them. Just look at, they don't judge. They don't have stories to say. They don't have judgment. They don't judge. There's no deficit. They just look at them. Not very much concerned about the detail. Should be like that. Your placement on the clear knowing should be like that. No detail, not to worry. Dimensional, like that. Child looking at things. Not concerned about the details, just seeing as it is. Not very much worry about that. Okay, like that. Or like oceans. Deep down doesn't move in the surface. It moves here, there a little bit. But that movement doesn't affect the bottom of the ocean. It's always still like that. There's six types of methods. I think you already took note. I explained that one by one, looking at the text. So you need to use that. As a Simji Shatap, Nanjo Tendan Denpa says, Simji Shatap, those like the methods. How the placement should object be like the six methods. That makes Nenjor Yoga. means practice. Don't think about physical movement, yoga. Nenjor, Tibetan word. Nenjor. Nenjor pa, male practitioner. Nenjor ma, female practitioners. Nenjor means practice. Nenjor turned on temperature. It's mentioned six methods at the very end of the two lines. It says, these six methods will make your practice successful. In this regard, meditation. So, and this is specifically mentioned in this particular meditation. It doesn't mention Lamdi meditations. It mentioned in this particular meditation, these six methods apply for this particular meditation. It doesn't apply to Lamdi meditation. Lamdi meditations usually like analytical or review meditations. You review or you analyze. This six method is specifically designated to this particular meditation. Simply shadow to work in Nanjo Tendak Dembashi. Nanjo makes your practice meaningful, means successful. Okay? So that's how the placement, if you wonder, my placement on the clear mind, how they should be, it should be like that. What I need to be aware down the road, thinking mind, excitement mind. That's pretty much unique. As I mentioned, that reading about this meditation again and again probably does not help. There's certain knowledge you need in order to do this meditation correctly, successfully. This meditation will become very productive doing meditation again and again, not by just reading again and again. Reading again and again, there's no way to improve these meditations. This meditation will become productive if you do it again and again, okay? Of course, then other, Lamrim, all the other teaching about emptiness, pasangya view, or reading, that will help. It will increase your knowledge. It's very much needed. Here, focus. Amount of time you spend on the object, that's very, very important than reading about all kind of books about how to do. That's all books, pretty much the same thing. What need to be aware? Thinking mind, excitement mind. How I should place my mind on the object, six methods to use that. Or beginning, clarity, brightness, something to be worried about, none. Most important is to make sure the mind is on the object. The clarity, that's why I said child looking at things, not clarity, just no details, nothing to worry about. Okay? So then eventually the goal is that meditation become like still water, still lake. The meditation become like still lake over time. So then separate set of awareness, that's the goal, separate set of awareness. So now analyzing, or maybe like who am I? Now going beyond conventional nature of mind they have been meditating on, pretty successful. Now you are going beyond conventional, now you are for thinking about ultimate nature of awareness. Where to get there, so now then that's how you should meditate on, shunyata, begin with, self, that's how the meditation begins with self. So then need to remember the four critical points. The first one is identifying the object that needs to be negated. That's exactly what's called and how it's worded. It means trying to figure out, how you define yourself. That's all, how you define yourself. Maybe you hold so tightly, we all do, we hold tight on self. That makes us vulnerable. Of course you need to cherish yourself. But also it's very important to understand the very, very, very thing that you're holding so tightly. Probably needs to have some clue. Otherwise, you know, so much on built on that is like almost like building a castle on the sand. You know? So it's important to learn to educate yourself how you define yourself. Even when you say yourself, how you define yourself, then you go through that. Every single part, emotion, consciousness, body, water, heat, space, oxygen you breathe, you go through one by one. No, so then not just one time, you also need to remind yourself, you know, on a daily basis. So then see if your perception changes about things. Maybe everything seems so serious now, eventually it becomes like there's nothing really serious. It's nothing really serious. It's just, it's a reflection of your mind. It's like your perceptions. Your perception can be changed. It can be changed. Can be changed. Then see if that meditation will it change my perceptions about things, about myself, about things. It's supposed to change. It's supposed to change. So then, you know, eventually, like, seriousness becomes less and less effective. So then your whole perception changes. So that the end, so that meditation is like meditation on Shunyata. So then that, you know, like, helps you to, you know, because the first, the focus is needed, very much needed, because in order to experience Shunyata, you need strong focus, not just that, you need a lot of merit too, a lot of merit. Means like a lot of positive verbal actions, a lot of positive physical actions, a lot of positive mental actions are needed, in order to experience Shunyata. This is very much needed. Okay? And don't think, oh, this is something that I can do. Sorry, it sounds complicated, isn't it? But you know, like, problem that complicated we experience is complicated too. It's not simple. It's complicated too. So dealing with that, you know, needs some like strong practice, you know. So then otherwise, don't worry. So then you are already enlightened. You don't know what you're enlightened or not. Maybe makes you happy, but not true. It's not true. You know, so America, what is it? No pain, no gain. Sacrifice. You know, so then slowly. So slowly. So you could learn. If Gishigele can learn, you can learn, of course. Gishigele is nothing. It's nothing. So maybe you have more knowledge than I do. You know. So if I can learn, definitely you can learn. No questions. So you think, you know, like some human. It's not like celestial being. Some human did it. Like us. You can do the same thing. Slowly, you know. But consistency. How is the consistency? How is it?
Consistency, yes.
Maintenance, either your house or your spiritual practice, maintenance is very much required. Maintenance, you know, daily, something every day. Even one drop, make sure the well doesn't get completely dry up. If you can pour one glass, make sure that one drop go there. Make sure there's even few drops every day, one drop, drop by drop. Drop by drop, you can't underestimate the drop. Container can fill drop by drop, or it can fill by just pouring that, but it can fill drop by drop. make sure every day one drop goes there, every day. You know, so, and prioritize. Your thought can be guided by practice. Your perception can be guided by practice. Your perception can change through practice about things. Basically everything. How you see things, how you react things. Your practice really have huge impact on your day-to-day life. How you react, how you see things, how you prioritize, how you put things into perspective. Someday you don't get it, you have plenty of time to do your practice, sometimes you don't get that kind of time. You have something happens, people comes. Don't go through the spiritual stress. Impermanent. It's okay. There'll be tomorrow. It's okay, no? So yeah, just be aware, sometimes nobody's around, so there's plenty of time, dedicate more time for the spiritual practice. Sometimes there's people that comes. Don't make them unhappy because you don't get time to do your daily practice. No, so need to be flexible. When you have time, dedicate. When there's no time, just enjoy. Beware about impermanent. Beware positive actions. Beware importance of compassion. Beware importance of bodhicitta. Beware other persons is looking every single second for happiness. Don't ruin that. If you cannot contribute, don't ruin. No good, no. So just to be aware. So that's what I'm saying, that spiritual practice will have positive impact on your life. It kind of change your perceptions. Yeah, so that's something you can be aware of. Now, before you say a lot of words here, read them, eventually all these things transform into ideas. Before so much words needed, now it just become idea. Before it takes a few hours, now it takes 5 minutes, it's done. Because it's all transformed into idea. Doesn't need to sit down, read, or it's all here. No, you can just, and you can carry that, you can carry all that, okay? So, not being liberated from samsara, life is all kind of complicated, should not make it more complicated by unreasonable stress you generated for not good reason, So, when you eat, then you eat. I think when you eat Thanksgiving Day, when you eat apple pie, you eat all kind of pies, don't regret. So there's no doing one thing with all kind of mindset. If it's not positive, no good. If it's not positive, no good. If it's positive, then it's good, no? So like that, So we make our life more complicated. So it's not necessary. It's not needed. Either it's based on spiritual practice. I don't get a chance to do this and that. Don't say I all the time. So just rejoice all the times you have done. So all the times that you're looking for to do more, just rejoice. No, just rejoice. Okay. Don't stress out your life for no good reason. It's all boils down on the mind. Mindset. Why the Bodhisattva manifests in all kind of form, not just human form? Why Bodhisattva manifests in as a bird, as a pig? What you can do just living with a pig? In our mind doesn't make sense. Yeah, there's reason. maybe giving comfort. Maybe not can really teach, but can you imagine that Bodhisattva manifesting as an animal, can you imagine that how much you can teach that you can teach? Why they manifested? Oh, that is. Oh. So, anyway, so so much nonsense has been said. Sorry for that. But I said it many times. Please don't think, oh, Gisela, why Gisela repeating again and again? Is this necessary? It's necessary. It's necessary. It's something that we need to think. It's not just read one time, just live here. No. You know, the people here in the West, particularly in the West, become so critical about themselves. Wrong. That's a wrong idea. That's ignorance. It's not good. That's why the Lanim teaching, after the Guru devotion, the first and foremost important topic is precious human life. You understand that now? Why is that? Why is that? Why is that? You think about the rest of the topic. There are so much, so many topics. Why the precious human life come in the very beginning? We have problems. We have problems that we don't look at ourselves as something positive. We don't have faith in ourselves. We just talk. We just talk, talk, talk. We don't have faith. We don't believe in ourselves. We look down on ourselves. That's not how loving meditation began. Loving meditation began with seeing yourself as something precious, meaningful, difficult to find. How often you thought about that? How often? How often you think about yourself as like something unworthy? Oh, I don't think I can enlighten or because of this and that. How often you thought, you know, I can enlighten because of this and that? How often? Now you see the reason why learning teachings begin after the Guru devotions, first topic, precious human life. You know why? Because we have problems. We human has problems. We don't treat ourselves very well, so we just talk, we just say. We just say, we don't think, oh, precious, or we don't think precious. We think preciousness is something else. That's a wrong idea. So, that we have to have faith in yourself. You have to understand you possess Buddha nature, pure nature. Your mind is not impure, it's pure. It's like diamond buried under the ground. Don't think there's no diamond. There is diamond. You need to just dig the ground. There's diamond. It's been diamond there. Never change it there. Oh. Feeling good about yourself is a part of the Lamrim practice. I'm not just saying this to make you happy. It is part of Lamrim practice, feeling good about yourself. When you're feeling bad, when you're looking down on yourself, right from the beginning of the Lamrim topic, it's not going right. Your meditation on Lamrim is not doing well. Very first topic, out of the Guru devotions, okay? So, every day, you know, so feel grateful when you're awake. Feel grateful that you're alive. And just remember that you have Buddha nature. Just remember what you can do. Oh, I can at least say a few mani mantras. That's almost impossible not to get time to say a few mani mantras. What is the benefit? Every hair on four-legged animal on this planet can be counted one by one. Reciting mani mantra benefit far more than that. Can you imagine that? Only few mantra. That's almost impossible not to find time. If you cannot find this time, that means this preciousness, precious life, could slip through your head by doing nothing. That's a risk. That's a risk every day. It's not that difficult. No, like, don't think all spiritual practice is so difficult. Not difficult. When you see some living being, moving living being, just wish something good. You create merit there. It's not that difficult to create merit. Not difficult, no. Oh, it all boils down to mindset, as I said. Okay, so Father Soma has been saying, sorry, so now time is over. Maybe see you in January. See you 2022. January 2022, or maybe December. Oh, Lama Tsongkhapa birthday, maybe one more time Lama Tsongkhapa birthday, so then January. Okay. And wish you all good health and upcoming Christmas and good health, good mindset. Please remember the very first topic in Lamrim about the Guru devotion. If you can remember that, you can tell yourself, I'm meditating on Lamrim. Yes, you are meditating on Lamrim. You are meditating on Lamrim. Walking in the park, talking to people, Christmas time, exchanging gifts. If you're thinking I'm precious, oh, are you meditating on Lamrim? Yes, you are meditating on Lamrim. Okay. Well, thank you very much. So we'll end here. Then Lamala will run over Lamala with dedications. Oh, thank you very much.
Let's start with the dedication verses from Master Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. Okay. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms. May the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, or as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long lost prayers, beginning with the one for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The long life prayer for Sarah J. Cancer Rinpoche Jisamo Sandalak. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Avatare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. No, long life prayer for Lama Sopa Rinpoche. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live long, and then seven Tara mantras for Geshe, Gelug and Geshe samples, long, healthy, happy, long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
One last word I want to say, you know, so don't please forget to say yourself thank you when you think about something good about yourself. Thank yourself, because why? You are the one who's doing it. Thank yourself and encourage to do it again tomorrow, you know. When you think about something negative, then please, you know, out of compassion, encourage not to do that again, because it doesn't do any good for yourself, okay? So you need to reward yourself and encourage yourself to do it again, okay? Because you are the one who's doing it. Either based on guru devotion practice or lambing practice, you are the one who's doing it. You should think yourself, okay? Reward yourself. Then if you are not thinking negative, or if you are thinking negative yourself, out of compassion, talk to not to do it again, okay? Well, thank you very much. So then see you, huh?
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.